Real Voice in the Morning.
Just got 9 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning, and it is Breakfast Beat. Welcome into it. Now we move along to our next feature. Now, those accusing Springbok player Eben Etzebeth of racism and assault in Langebaan are wanting 1 million rand in compensation. Now, this has been confirmed by the South African Human Rights Commission, which is representing the four complainants in an equality court matter. The HRC formally filed legal papers at the Hopefield Magistrates Court on Friday. Now, we do understand the incident allegedly took place outside a restaurant in Langebaan on the 25th of August, where Etzebeth apparently hurled racial abuse at the individuals outside the restaurant. But to tell us a bit more this morning, we are joined online by Sammy Claassen from the Khoisan Defiance Campaign. Good morning and thank you for joining us, Sammy.
Good morning to you, and good morning to all those listeners in Cape Town.
Now, of course, let's take it back to the 25th of August when the incident did take place. What exactly transpired out in Langebaan?
Well, there were three incidents the night, late night of the 24th of August, a Saturday evening. That was just a day or two before the World Cup team were announced. And that was the weekend where all the Springboks were getting a weekend off. So even Etzebeth and his family were in Langebaan over that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Three incidents happened that evening. The first incident happened at the Langebaan Yacht Club. A predominantly white yacht club with a number of colored and Muslim members. So that evening there were two Muslim brothers from Cape Town who are members of the Langebaan Yacht Club for the last 10 years have visited the yacht club with their families. That allegedly that evening, even Etzebeth, his brother Emil Etzebeth, and some of their friends entered the Langebaan Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting involved in conflict with other members of the club. And then allegedly, when they saw the two Muslim colored men inside, they used the hot nots word repeatedly. So Mr. Victor Khan and Mr. Andy Khan has given us and the Human Rights Commission written complaints, mm-hmm. As well as Mr. Victor Khan immediately sent an email to the Langebaan Yacht Club Committee informing the Commodore that they felt offended with the racial slurs used against them as a colored people.
Mm.
And so that matter is also now under investigation with the Human Rights Commission. Then they left the yacht club, apparently, and then went into Main Street Langebaan. There's a couple of popular pub restaurants in Main Road, Langebaan.
Yes.
The one where he then visited was Die Watergat in Main Road. So they got involved in another broil there inside the pub, and then they left. And when they went outside, the workers of another pub, the waitresses, were picked up by this colored man, Enver Wolfsnacht. Now, Enver usually go 2 o'clock in the evening when the ladies are done. He go and pick them up and walk them home to make sure that they get safely back home.
Okay.
So when they pass by the Watergat, even in his brother and them allegedly were outside asking them, "What not, wat maak julle nog so laat in die straat?" But then Amber and them ignored him, and then the assault started. The assault started, allegedly, a gun was involved, where Amber and Siat Smith were brutally assaulted and hospitalized. The ladies, the young ladies tried to intervene and stop them, and then allegedly they were gunpointed by these men.
All right.
So that is the that case was there was a criminal case opened up on the Sunday morning of the 21st of August at the Langebaan police station, where Amber Siad and the young ladies laid criminal charges against them. That case was investigated by the Langebaan police. Mm-hmm. It was handed over to the prosecutors in the West Coast. The prosecutors sent it because they felt that they didn't want to make a decision because of the seriousness of the matter. They referred the case to the Western Cape National Prosecuting Authority, the NPA in Cape Town. The NPA has looked at the docket, and there were certain names and individuals named in those affidavits. They sent it back to Langebaan and asked for further investigations. That investigation has now been concluded, and so we're waiting on the NPA and the prosecutors to charge. They have not made any announcement yet.
Okay.
We are waiting for that. Then on the 25th of August, the 26th of August, I then, on behalf of the victims, laid a complaint with the Human Rights Commission, saying that there was allegedly that the hot not word was used.
Mm-hmm.
Our position is clear that the hot not word is the same as the K word.
Mm-hmm.
The K word are normally used against African blacks to dehumanize them.
Mm.
The hot not word are used against Muslim or colored people also to dehumanize them. It is a discriminatory term. It's unacceptable, and what we don't understand is that the K word are banned, are declared hate speech at the Equality Court. So we are pushing that the hot not or the H word must also be declared as hate speech. It must become a criminal offense, and it must be punishable, like in the case of Penny Sparrows, who has been convicted and sent to jail for 3 years.
Mm.
It can't be that 26 years after the democracy in Langebaan, just for the last month after the Exhibit case, 3 cases of racism were reported to the police in Langebaan. So the community and the victims are traumatized. We've been sidelined for more than 30 days before this case came into the headlines and into the mainstream media.
Okay.
We have called on SA Rugby before they sent this guy to the World Cup in Japan. We have asked them repeatedly. This is the plight of the community. We've been bruised. We've been victimized. We've been racially abused, and some of our members have been assaulted. In fact, Siad, the youngest victim, he was readmitted to hospital last week, and he underwent the operation last Friday. So racism has got no place in South Africa.
Sammy, I want to ask, in terms of, you know, Ibn being allowed to be part of the Springbok rugby team for 2019, I mean, how does the Khoisan Defiance campaign view this?
Look, this country has fought for the freedoms and the democracy and a constitution that guarantees certain values that we stand for. This country is non-sexist, it is non-racist, and you can't discriminate on the basis of color, skin, gender, or religion. So if you represent South Africa at the international or national level, you must subscribe to the constitutional values of non-racial, non-sexist, etc. So We won't bring a case to appoint to the Human Rights Commission and to the police if we don't have evidence. There's video evidence. There's written affidavits. There's witness accounts that say that there was racism involved. Also, because this country has got a serious problem with crime, violent crime, especially those crimes that involve guns. Have dumped this country into a crisis at the international level, where we are now one of the most violent countries in the world. So whenever there's violence against women, violence with guns, violence against innocent people, we must act. And therefore, we believe that he should not have been selected in the first place, because you can't take a player to Japan who are facing serious allegations of crime and racism.
All right. Sammy, you know, there's also been questions online where, you know, people have been asking in terms of the victims, you know, why are they wanting the 1 million rand in compensation?
Well, look, I can't, I'm not aware of the 1 million because the victims, my position was clear. I've laid the complaint with the Human Rights Commission. The Human Rights Commission have interviewed and taken statements from the victims. So I don't know about the 1 million. Maybe the Human Rights Commission must explain it, because the victims, the latest meeting that we had with the Human Rights Commission was on Thursday evening. In Langebaan, with a packed hall where the communities came out and speak out. And in that meeting, there was no mentioning of any financial compensation yet. Also, Advocate Nigel Samuels, Isaac van Langebaan, he is a reputable lawyer. He's representing the victims. So I have spoken to Advocate Nigel Samuels. He's not aware of that, but what he told me, maybe the Human Rights Commission in their processes, when they submit applications, maybe there might be a form that asks, do you want compensation or what, but he was not aware at the time when I asked him.
All right.
So we will clarify that with the Human Rights Commission, because I'm not aware. My role is, have been for the last 32 days, to bring this case to the attention of the authorities, so that justice can prevail. So this is not about money for me or I think the victims. The issue here is that there's a criminal case, and we're waiting on the NPA to announce.
Sammy, we have about 30 seconds to go, and I just want to ask on a final note, in terms of Ibn himself, you know, what has been the conversation with him and around him? You know, has he denied the allegations?
Now, me personally, I don't have any contact with him. I do have contact with SA Rugby. What SA Rugby has told me is that he said that he's innocent. In fact, even on that Sunday of the 25th, he made a premature statement where he was saying that the police have assured him there's no case against him. The police have subsequently denied it. And we view that as a lie, because there was a case. There's a case number. And therefore, he was selected on the basis that he told SA Rugby that there's no case. Now, that was a lie.
All right. Sammy Claassen, we thank you for your time this morning, as well as bringing us up to speed with regards to the story. We certainly will be keeping a close eye on it. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you so much.
And that was Sammy Claassen from the Khoisan Defiance Campaign speaking to us.